And so I have with me in studio my producer, Nick is here, and James from that all-time great show, The Hake Report, that comes on right at the end of my show. When I end at the top of this hour, The Hake is on. Hake is on 5 days a week now, 6 days, because he's still on Sundays, Monday through Friday, and then Sundays. He's like Jesus. He rests on Saturday.
Seventh-day Adventist.
He has to rest. He go up to the mountain and seek the Lord's will on Saturdays.
That's a nice way to put it.
And Joel is here, too, because Joel is the founder of the
Gifted of Dance.
Gifted of Dance.
Academy.
Academy. Amazing. And he black. He's from Kansas. My audio engineer as well. And so the reason I have them all here, because this story, maybe I'm wrong. I like to know, you know, I examine myself and so I can know. And I've met and seen so many human beings that into animals, and they seem to love animals more than they love human beings, more than they love God, more than they love the flat earth. And so I'm not understanding it all. So I got the millennials here to help me. Are you a millennial, Joel, or are you a Z?
I'm a millennial.
Are you a millennial?
Yeah.
And so the Daily Wire.
Show Jesse. Don't be showing us so long.
Oh, no, I'm trying to make a panel with everybody.
I know, but he's showing us like forever, and Jesse's
talking.
We're just sitting here looking silly. Well, I don't look silly. I never look silly.
It's too late. You confess the truth.
Anyways, thank you, Joel. Sorry, I couldn't take it.
And so Nick gave me this story, and it's so interesting. I mentioned it earlier this week, so I definitely want to get to it. This is from the Daily Mail. And I said before, there are so many people that are into animals. And like, but I understand why it is. I just want to put it out there. This is from the Daily Mail. North Carolina couple paid $25,000 not to a nonprofit, not to the homeless, not to the hungry, not to the poor blacks in Africa, the poor starving black with all the bones. What?
With all the bones?
You know how when they show the black starving in Africa, always some little black child, you just see the bones.
Yeah.
No fat ones.
I know exactly what you meant.
They're just like, only the skinny kids are starving and not the fat ones.
Yeah.
Just thinking. So these people, Joel.
Yeah.
Are you still trying to work that out?
Yeah, but you can go ahead.
No, I know you're black and slow. You want me to wait?
Well, you can't wait.
But by the time you get it right, the show'll be over.
Your mama.
That's not even only story I have. I've been sitting on like 5 different pet stories, and I'm so glad you brought up the pet thing on Sunday. I'm on a crusade against pets, so I was just so happy when you brought it up.
These people love animals more than they love God. And so these people paid $25,000 to clone their dead cat.
Cinnabon.
I thought Dylan loved cats, but this is ridiculous. Brian and Ashley.
Bullerdick. That's their actual last name.
No wonder they love the cat with a name like that. Bullerdick. Bullerdick.
I thought it was Boulder Dick, but either way, it's both funny.
No, it's Boulder Dick.
Yeah.
From Charlotte, North Carolina, decided to clone their rescue cat, Cinnabon.
Yeah. Little cat named Cinnabon.
And they paid a Texas-based cloning company $25,000 to clone Cinnabon. So some people have sports cars. Some people have houses, said the wife, right? Mm-hmm. But she have cats.
Yeah.
Here's that soundbite from the Daily Mail.
It's cat is a clone.
Can't really put it into words, but the bond was indescribable.
Ashley and Brian Bullerdick rescued Cinnabon the first when they were newlyweds.
Just pulled at my heartstrings from the day I got her.
At 19 years old, Cinnabon's life was coming to an end. Wanting their precious cat to live on, Brian turned to science. $25,000 later, Cinnabon II was welcomed home. The clone even sleeps where the old one did.
She's just gets up on the bed every night and goes right to the pillow.
Cinnabon II is 5 months old. They hope she will live to 19 like her predecessor. And as far as a Cinnabon III, the family says they're not saying no to it.
Oh, Cinnabon.
I just don't even know what to say.
Well,
that is
cat got your tongue?
Yeah, incredible.
Right.
Ooh, beta, beta male, beta male.
Now let's get real. Yeah. Let's get real. She asked for the cat. Yeah, he said yes.
The husband says it might have been nice to have twins, but it didn't work out that way.
Yeah.
What a beta male.
Yeah.
And here's a picture of the couple with the cat.
And the cat sleeps on the bed on the pillow. I wonder where the husband sleeps.
I'm telling you,
because it seems look like the bed's that. All taken up.
So, what do you think about this animal loving thing?
Uh huh. Well, we talked about it a bit, but I'm on a crusade against this whole pet thing. I've been seeing pets mistreated like my whole life. My mother had 5 dogs all named Cookie. Which is already weird. That's already messed up. I lived through 2 Cookies. There was Cookies before I was born.
Amazing.
Yeah. And every Cookie was loved up, like most of these pets are. They're like petted. They're like, oh, my dog and everything. But if you really pay attention, these dogs are miserable. They have no direction. They bark at everything because they're nervous, because they're all excited and amped up because you're always loving them, right?
Yeah.
And that's not the way to, that's not the classic way of training dogs.
I'm telling you, what was wrong with your mama?
Some deep emptiness in her soul, probably.
And James, you said that's nice.
No, I didn't.
What's nice?
I didn't say anything is nice.
You
what
said
you talking
that,
about?
That's nice, though.
Oh, what she's that woman that you were just on the phone with before the hour ended.
Oh, okay, okay.
Who said that
so
our,
what do you think,
our hearts are good.
What do you think about the cat thing?
I think that they need kids. Well, they need white babies. Because people are having
James
dogs and cats.
James is from the Hake Report, folks. He's coming on right at the end of my show. Check him out.
People are having dogs or cats or work or something else instead of families.
How did this cat thing come about? People haven't always loved animals like this, right?
Yeah. People, I've noticed a trend in my lifetime that a lot of people prefer animals to humans because animals, I guess they don't betray as much. They're not as...
They can't talk. Why would you pay $25,000 on an animal and just can't talk?
He's part of the
part
family.
Of the knife. That's part
but
of the draw.
He doesn't ever say anything.
And you'll notice the women always treat the pets like a kid, though.
Better than a kid.
Better than a kid. And then they'll say things like, "Oh, I'm a dog. I'm a mom. Oh, that's I'm a dog mom. I'm a mom," or something like that, right? They'll always like compare themselves to mothers.
Freak.
Yeah, which I'm sure real mothers are cringing everywhere.
I'm telling you.
There was a pastor who said there was a pastor during slave times who was for slavery, but he wanted the people to treat their slaves at least as well as they treat their dogs, because they showed affection to the dogs. And so I think this has been going on a long time.
Oh, dang. Because he said that this is like in slave times. This has been going on.
Yeah.
This has been a slow march to treat, I seeing, as treating animals as the same as humans. They're trying to put them on the same level.
Girl, is this a white thing? I don't think black people like nothing and nobody. So I don't think they like animals like this.
I don't even think any animals should be pets. No pets for any, because I feel like that's what's it's changing, like why people feel like you can't eat chicken, you can't eat steak, you can't eat burgers or whatever the case is, because people are feeling bad for these animals.
It might be education. People are getting, the educated people are into this stuff.
Which do you think the blacks would prefer, an afro or a cat?
And like, which one do you want to keep?
Yeah, which one? If they had a choice to take my fro or take my cat, which one would they give up?
Give up the cat.
What do you say?
My black buddy never liked being touched by the dogs.
And all black people allergic to cats.
He would always be like so disgusted too. Like, it wasn't even just like, oh yeah, hi dog. It was just like, get away from me. Like, stop touching me, my black buddy.
I remember once I was flying from here to Chicago somewhere, and in front of me was a white man sitting by the window with a dog on his lap. And a black lady was sitting next to him, right? And this lady just stood up. She's like, uh-uh. I ain't riding next to no, I don't like no dogs.
Did she make a scene?
She made a scene. She's like, uh-uh. I ain't riding next to no dog. And so the plane couldn't even take off because of it, right?
Wow.
And so they had to finally convince someone else to switch seats with her, or another white person that liked animals.
Right.
And they sat with him, and she gave. But before they asked the white person, they asked me because my row was right behind theirs, and I was on the aisle seat. And so they asked me, I said, no, I can't do it. I said, I'll break out in hives. I'm like, oh. I said, my body starts shivering when I sit next to animals.
No way, no how.
And so I heard the flight attendant tell another flight attendant, what did he say? He said that he break out in hives.
The way you're laughing makes me think you're probably not. You've been fine.
And so finally a white woman behind us somewhere in there said, I'll do it. I'll sit next to him with the dog. And so she sat up there and she started petting on the dog. And I'm like, gross.
You know, I grew up, it was foreign in my family. We never let the dog, because we had a dog and two cats eventually.
Yeah.
And they never were let into the house.
No, they were outside.
But I had friends, and actually my oldest brother, he let the dog in the house sometimes.
Who let the dogs out?
Damn, he beat me to it.
Dogs are made for hunting.
Totally. Right. They used to have use.
That's it.
They were utilitarians. They used to have a use, but now they're like part of the family.
No, it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. So, Gerald, did your family have animals, pets?
Yeah, we had animals, but I always was never connected to the animal.
We can't see you.
I know. I'm trying to. I was always never connected to the animal like that.
You're looking the wrong way.
Hey, this is too much to ask of me. I don't know what you want me to do.
Look this way.
It's weird looking that way.
Or just look at Jesse.
Yeah, just look at me.
Okay. Now I feel weird that we're making eye contact. But it always felt weird to me to you know, play with the dog and do all that stuff. And I always didn't feel natural to, like, try to be all up underneath the dog like that and pay attention to it, walk it everywhere. So we had dogs, but they were always neglected in my household.
My neighbor shot my cat.
Ooh,
in the face.
Really?
With like pellet guns.
It killed it?
Yeah. Eventually it died.
You're not supposed to do all that.
Yeah.
Eventually, how many BBs did it take?
It was pellets.
About it. How many BBs did it take?
Because the way he said it, it's like.
The cops thought it was rivets, but because it looked like just silver indentations.
You're not supposed to be cruel like that to an animal. You're supposed to appreciate them.
I think he was a veteran or something.
You're supposed to appreciate them, but don't put them in the bed with you.
Right.
Don't pay $25,000. And the man was too weak to stop his wife from doing it.
I know. That's the best part. I bet you it was all her.
Beta male. Yeah. It's amazing what we as human beings do in a fallen state. We do some of the darndest thing I've ever seen.
Did you see a picture of her, though? I let her ruin my life. No, I'm just
kidding. Oh.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh. What did Nick mean by that, Joel? You laugh mighty hard. It's like you understood it right away. And look, Joel, put a picture up right away.
Yeah.
What did Nick mean by that? See how she look.
I let her ruin.
He got a little crush on her.
Why?
I let her ruin my life.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, you're not.
She's no Ivanka Trump. I'd let her ruin my life.
Ooh.
I'm telling Trump.
Oh, beta.
She has like 11, 12 years on you.
She'll be
That's
your mom.
That's it? thought
like
it was
I
more
said,
than
I
that.
Let her ruin my life.
Ivanka is my age.
Oh, Ivanka. I'm thinking. I'm
Melania?
Thinking, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking Ivanka.
Ivanka is your daughter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant the wife too, but you meant the daughter.
No, but the wife, you know.
Jeez. Canadians, so degenerate.
I know. That's how it is.
Especially the Canadians of color.
Yeah. The Colombian Canadians of color.
You're so degenerate.
That's another level. A seasoned degenerate.
No wonder you left Canada.
Yeah.
You want to corrupt America.
Wow. No, I'm trying to bring it around. I'm trying to flip it over, man.
That's my point.
Yeah. No, the good way.
Thank you, guy.
Yeah.
Amazing. That's the crew, y'all. Don't blame me for it. I just hired them. I didn't know they were millennials. I told you millennials are like really smart, half smart.
He's a Zoomer, I think.
Are you a Zoomer?
I'm on the cusp.
Oh, Nick is a Zoomer. On the cuff of Zoomer and millennial.